Jen Sabella joins us. Jen, I have a feeling that this summer up in Skokie, 3734 TUI is going to be a very popular address.
Exactly. Good morning, Bob. Rainbow Cone, my neighborhood favorite place in the South Side in Beverly, is expanding. And you may have noticed them in more places if you follow them on Instagram. They have been doing this truck, and they've been popping up in the suburbs, particularly at Bona Beef locations. And that is because they are partnering with Bona Beef for their expansion. And in the future, likely Rainbow Cone will be run entirely by that family that runs Bona Beef. That is because Lynn Stapp, who has Rainbow Cone has been in her family for decades, she doesn't have any children, and she's getting ready to retire. So she tapped another longtime Chicago business to help her expand Rainbow Cone. And the TUI location in Skokie is the second expansion. There's another one in suburban Darien, but it seems like these are going to keep on popping up. So Northsiders can finally enjoy the magic of Rainbow Cone without coming all the way down to Beverly.
They will. Good news. that sign that many of us have seen over the years on Irving Park for a Chinese restaurant is missing. Where is it?
It is. Orange Garden has been around since the 1930s in North Center, and the owners have decided they are going to sell the business. So across the street, Chicago Joe's, if you may remember, had a big auction over the weekend. They also are closing, and they're selling off all of their memorabilia. And so the Orange Garden owners contacted the auctioneer who was working at Chicago Joe's, and they were like, let's get this sign auctioned off before we sell the building. They said it's because Chicago has a lot of restrictions around these neon signs that hang over in the sidewalk, and it's really expensive to maintain the permits. So they wanted to make sure somebody who wanted to preserve it and take care of the sign could grab it before they sold the building. So someone up from the suburbs picked it up, and they plan to use it in a different business. So maybe there will be a new Orange Garden somewhere else. But for now, Orange Garden is staying open, and they actually hope that someone who buys it keeps the restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, and keeps a lot of the staff on board. They said they're not, you know, hoping it's not, doesn't turn into a McDonald's or something like that, but the owners are just getting into their 70s and ready to retire.
Yeah, I hope. Can't have too many Chinese restaurants. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Thanks, Bob.